Vayter in Shastra and Zvachim, Daf Gimel, picking up 15 lines down, third word on the line, Su Rami Milsa Achariti. Rashi says, what are we talking about here? Adravina Verav Papa Kaik, Dekamer, De Rami Rav Adadi Vishaninu. Remember we had said that Ravina told Rav Papa, oh man, you missed amazing shiurim from, you're not going to believe it, that what came along was that Rav up. Brought a bunch of contradictions, and he answered them. Now this is, we're going right to it. This, Mi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, really, did he really say, Chatas Sheshachta L'Shem Ola Psula? Let's say we carbon Chatas, and you do Chatas for the shame of Ola, it's going to be Pasul, Shachta L'Shem Chulin Sheira, but if you did it for the sake of Chulin, which is something which is not Hekdesh, then that's something which is going to be Kosher, says Rashi, Rashi, Kosaka Daitach Svara Didehi. We think that this is own Svara, because the Mefarish, the Mina Machriva Dover Shehum Mino Moabo Lakor Es Shemo. If we're going to say that a Chatos, that a person goes and shechs it for the sake of an Ola, is going to be Pasul. But if he did it, a Chatos, the same Chulin is Kosher, Alma, what do we see comes out of here? The Mina Machriva. Dalav mina lo machriba, that if it's something of its type, another karban, right? You have a different kachim, and you know it's in the world of kachim. You say another kachim, then it's going to be a problem because you said ola for the sake of a chatas for the sake of a ola. Both of those are karbanos, but dalav mina lo machriba, that if it's something which is not shaykh to it, in other words, it's chulin. Rashi's could go in chulin. She'enu min kachim lo machriba ve'ein shmo nitpas. And its name is not going to grab onto it in order to go ahead and to mess it up. Ramini, is that really true that he says that? We have a contradiction from Mishnah, which is found in Gittin. Vafilu l'shem ovodas kochavim nami pasol. The Mishnah is saying that, let's say you have Bob is married to Shaniqua, but Shaniqua is a Gioris. So there's another Shaniqua that's a Goita, right? She's a guy. And he writes for a few l'shem of Aras Kochavim, he does it for the sake of Aras Kochavim. Then we know that what? When you write a get for Aras Kochavim, that's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Right? Rashi says, Dahash Shalol l'shem ha'isha katani. And we say that it's going to be puzzle. The mashma shalol l'shem isha zu el l'shum isha acheres koli. Anyone, it's going to be no good. V'afakav the v'rus kochavim lavas gerishin. Even though v'rus kochavim a goita is not a bas gerishin, like you don't need a get from a guy. Mahanya lifsol, it's still going to work to puzzle it. Alma de lav mina machirba. Some which is not the same min. That is that we know that by a yid and a guy, these are two different. It's not min b'min. It's min and eno mino. And yet still, it's going to be puzzle. So how could you say by kachim, when you do one that's min and you do for the shame of not mino, that it's still going to be okay? What's going on over here? Says Gemara Vishanim. What a Rava answer. Get, in the case of get, dal avodas kochav mine, get rid of the avodah zar part aspect of it, and have a lay stama, and then it remains just a stam get. Stam apostle, we know stam get is apostle. But kachim, dal chulin mine, if you get rid of the chulin from it, have a lay stama, then it becomes a stam carbon, with stam ksherim, like we saw. So therefore, we are good, says Rashi. Even if you were to say that the lav mina lo machriva, the lav mina is not going to mess it up, it's still going to be possible. The havali stama, it's a case of stam get. The miu lo l'shem isha zu, if it wasn't written in intent with this woman, therefore it's no good, like we learned yesterday. Dal chulin minayo, but remove the chulin from the discussion, because the sphere alone, the lo chayel, the lo machriv, the lo minay, havulahu shchutin stam, the amr la'el, stomach share. We know that a stam carbon is kosher, so if we don't have a problem. Virama milsa achriti, and Rav about another contradiction. Miyam Rav Yehuda Merav, the Rav in the name of Rav really say, chata sheshachta, sheshchata, L'shem Ola Psula, that someone does if they shech the chatas for the shem Ola, it's pasul. Shechta L'shem Chulin Shera, but Chulin's going to be kosher. Alma demina macherba, delomina lo macherba. It seems from that straight up point that if it's its min, its own type, like a kachem a kachem, then it's going to mess it up. But if it's not its min, then it's not going to mess it up. Aiva tanya, this is what we said before. Aiva, but in fact, we have a braisa which seems to teach the opposite.
The braisa teaches us tocho. That means tocho. Inside of it, tocho. What are we talking about over here, says Rashi, called klicheres. This is discussing that if you have, let's say, a klicheres, a earthenware pot, and you have a sheretz, which goes into the pot, then whatever's inside of that pot over there, tocho, is going to become tameh. Velo toch tocho, but not toch tocho, which means that if there's something that's inside of it. Rashi explains, velo toch tocho, kli munach betanor. If you have a kli, there's a vessel that's inside of a tanor, inside of a oven. But remember, there was like done in a way that was like a pot, and then you have this pot coming out of the pot. Upiv lamailam in pi tanor, and its mouth is above that of a tanor. So try to picture like you have a regular pot that you put, you know, your cholent in, and you put like a vase inside of it. But these are all pots, but in the shape of like the vase. So the vase is like sticking out on the top over there. Then what happens? Va'ochlenu mashka betochlen. You have food and drink inside of it. V'sheres betanor inside of the tanor into the outer pot. Ochlen shebekli tor, and they're going to be tar. But if the mouth is inside the tor, that's going to consider like it's inside it. Fine, but the point is that we know that tocho things inside is going to be tamei, but lo toch tocho. Va'afilu kli shetef matzel, even if it's kli shetef matzel, which is interesting terminology. Shetef matzel means something which gets immersed, and always it can go into a mikvah. It's just talking about things that are not made out of. Kli cheres. Still, it's going to go ahead and stop the thing from becoming tummy inside. Rashi says. We don't have to even say because the hot toch tochahu kli gufe lekalimemar the mitma ba'avir v'yitma ochlin shabo. It's not going to be mitame. The ain kli cheres mitma migabo. It's not going to be mitame on the outside. Ela afilu kli shetef shemitma migabo. Even a non earthenware kli which gets tame on the outside, hachatar is going to be tar. Umatzil is going to matzil. The amar perakam the besachim ochlin mitameim ba'avir kli cheres. So the kli will not become tami from the kli cheres. What do we see? Alma de lav mine chayitz bay umavatel shem tocho hachanami lechol shem chulin velivsol. Right. So he's saying very simple over here that we have a kli cheres and non kli cheres. They're two separate things, and a non kli cheres still has the ability to create a separation in the inside and block the tumah. So therefore, we see that even things that are not similar are going to affect one another. Vishani, and what did he answer? How did he fix this? Asu chulin etzel kachim kimechitza etzel tanor. They treat chulin in reference to kachim like a mechitza by a oven, like a separation in reference to an oven. Ma mechitza eitzel tanor lo mahanya la klal. Just like a mechitza in an oven doesn't impact it at all. It doesn't split the oven into two separate insides in reference to the idea of tumah within a kli cheres, like we're going to see momentarily. Av chulin eitzel kachim lo mahanya la klal. So to chulin in reference to kachim has no effect on them at all. Because of the fact that chulin is different from kachim just as much as a mechitza are from a kli, so then we apply the idea that these things are not connected to each other, they don't affect one another, and therefore a kachim that is shekta for the sake of chulin is still going to be good. But if you have kalim of any type of kind, are considered all kalim, and therefore any type of kli, even one that's made up of different types of materials, are going to protect against tumah with inside of the kli. Now we see where we back this idea up. The time we learned in the Mishnah, tanor shechatzitzo b'nisarim or b'yiros. If you have a tanor that's made out of an oven that's made out of cheres, that was shechatzitzu, you made like mechitzas with boards or with curtains. Rashi says she'asa mechitza be'emso, in the middle of it, v'chilko ad lamal until the top mipiv ha'kol tameh afilu ochlin shebe'ever asheni shel mechitza. I don't care if you take this one clean, you put a mechitza in the middle of it, it doesn't help. It's not going to help it at all. V'nimsa sheretz makamecha sheretz one side ha'kol tameh, everything is going to be tameh. Kaveres shipsucha. A kaveris is a hive, as in like a beehive. Let's say you have this kaveris that's not doing too well. Pchusa, meaning it's like broken open, and upkuka bekash, but you plug it up with kash, with straw. Then what is the din? Umeshul shelis avir tanur. And then you go and you hang it in the open airspace of the tanur of the oven. Here's the din. Sheretz besochov. There's a sheretz inside this kaveris a tanur tame. The tanur is going to be tame. Sheretz b'shabat tanur. If it's in the tanur, the ochem shabat ochem tame. And the food that's inside of the hive is going to be tame as well. Rashi says v'hainu darmin and the lo mina kigon mechitza lo machriv balavatol shem tochem imen. It's not going to separate it. Rabbi Eliezer mitayr. There's argues he says he's going to be retired. It's considered a separation. Amar Rabbi Eliezer.
Kal v'chomer. Rabbi Eliezer says, you can learn it from a kal v'chomer. Im hitzil b'mesa chamor. If you have a mechitza, is going to save food from becoming tummy in the case of when there's a dead body, which is clearly more chamor. All right, we know that a dead body is going to be metame. A person is going to adam, kalim, ochlim. If it's Tumas Ohel, it's under the same roof. But let's say you have a floor-to-ceiling mechitza that's separating the room over here. Then one side is not going to contaminate the other side, or vice versa. So, im hitzel b'meis ha-chamer, lo tatzil b'kli cheres ha-kal. What, it's not going to be b'tatzil b'kli cheres, more kal? So, clearly, it is. Amru lo, they said back to him, lo, that's not a good raya. Beep, turn the page, gimel amud beis. If this mechitza is going to say the food is going to tummy in the case of the more chamer case of the mace, shekin cholkin ohalin, that Rashi explains what does that mean, cholkin ohalin, that is that shekin cholkin derech bnei adam lachlok ohalin b'mechitza. They would split the oil with the mechitza. Hilkach ol achrinu, it's considered ol achrinu. Tatsu b'kli cheres. Hakal, you're going to say it's going to be tatzil in such a case. Rashi says bitamia she'ein cholken kli cheres b'mechitza silkach tochol karina bay, right? She'ein cholken b'kli cheres. It's not a normal thing to go and behave like that. So of course it's not going to be. So you don't have a raya from that particular idea. What comes up for the mission is that we see that a mechitza, which is not a kli, therefore it's totally different from a tanur, from an oven, it's not going to mess with the status of the ovens inside. And so too, Rav is going to say that chulin is considered totally different from kachim. Therefore, Rav says that a chatas doesn't become messed up, puzzle, by being shechted for the sake of chulin. Ain't going to make no difference. We all good. In fact, the Gemara Hotenach LeRabbanan, that works nicely for the Rabbanan. Rashi says, the Amri who say, Mechitza lo matzla, Isa lidarav. The Amr, the lav mine lo machrebe. If it's on its own minute, it's not going to mess it up. L'Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer. Right? He says that a Mechitza does separate the food from becoming tame and the inside of the oven, even though it's totally different. Mechitza is not connected to the oven. So what are you going to do now? Rabbi Eliezer, Kavachomer, Kamar. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer is using a kavachomer for his makor, that it's going to set up a separation of mechitza. But generally speaking, you would say that, nah, things that are different don't affect one another. Says the Gemara, yachi, right, Rashi says, the olam bi'alma, Rabbi Eliezer, kirav shirele. He owes a kirav. Kiron chulde v'kachim. Aval le'inyan mechitza me kavachomer yalef kevan de b'meis ha'chomer matzla kal v'chomer l'kli cheres ha'kal sha'sheretz kal min ha'meis. Right? But generally, it does look like him. This would be an exception to the rule. Yahachi, fact of Gemara, that's really true. Hasam nami le'me kavachomer. So also by kachim, we should say a kavachomer to tell us that the karban is also an exception to this rule. And we say the kachim mechalalim kachim, right? We know that kachim can be mechal kachim. Chulin lo kol shekein. You have wrong intent for kachim. You do one kachim for another kachim. That is no good. Chulin lo kol shekein. So then when it comes to chulin, isn't it more so? We should learn that from this kavachomer that chulin, if you have a mind for chulin, it's also going to be an exception to the general rule that other things don't affect one another. Therefore, it should affect this one, and it should make it that it's no good. And therefore, you bring kachim, and you have a mind for chulin, that it shouldn't work. Ella, time with the Rabbi, the Rav, Kareli Yezer.
So we have to explain another reason for Rav that why a chatas bar for chulin is going to work. It must be he's talking about Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Rabbi Elazar. And over here we're talking about Rabbi Eliezer, who's a Tana. Now we're talking about Namora, Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Rabbi Elazar. My time of the Rav. What's the reason for Rav to say that if you just shech the chatas for sake of chulin, it's good. Velo yechalalu as katshe bnei Yisrael eis asher yirim al Hashem, because the pasuk says they shall not be mechalal, profane the sacred things of bnei Yisrael, that which they will separate to Hashem. Kachim mechalalim kachim. So what does that teach you? When it says leichalu, it's kachshe bnei Yisrael. Kachim mechalalim kachim. Ve'ein chulin mechalalim kachim. Chulin is not going to be mechalal kachim. Gzeris ha-kachim, that only kachim will mess up, but the kachim chulin will not mess it up. In fact, the Gemara, Alma asakra, afke mekavachomer. So we're seeing that a pasuk is coming and it's stopping a kal v'chomer. Says Rashi, Brachin and Alma l'Rabbi Elazar de Bois l'Ukma de Rav Alibe Asakra de Lo Yichalu l'Afke Mikavachomer de Havelei l'Midrash Kachim Michal and Kachim Chulu. Let's see back in the word Hachi Nami. If it's true, so here also it references the mechitza in the oven. Leisi Tocho l'Afke Mikavachomer. Let the pasuk of Tochel, it's inside, come and knock out the kavachomer that we saw from Rabbi Eliezer. And for the Gemara, hi Tochel mi bai later, we need this reference to Le'ochlin Shegiblon Betit, that if you had food that was giblon, you gibalized it with clay, that you like mix it together with clay, you knead it with clay. And but in this case, it means that you put the clay all around the food, and therefore it's like totally encased. And then you put that into the space of the oven. Since the food can't become tame through touching with the sherets because it's not exposed at all, okay, it's not going to be good with the either. And comes to tell you, Tocho, that this is not going to be the case. The food's going to become tame because it's inside in the oven that is tame. So since the pasuk is needed according to Eliezer to teach this idea, therefore it's not teaching anything in reference to mechitza. So Eliezer, therefore, can learn out from the kavachomer that mechitzas do block the tuma in the oven over here. V'rabanan. Now, why would the Tanakhama disagree with this? A.K.A. the Rabbanan. Why they argue? Rabbanan hanach lo tzvichikra. The food that's like totally sealed in clay, don't need a pasuk to tell you that they're going to be tameh, because obviously it's going to be tameh, and therefore the pasuk should be used to teach that a mechitza does not block tameh in a kli cheres. Rashi explains that it's pashat, Rabbanan hani ochin lo tzrichikra. You don't need a pasuk at all to teach me such an idea that they're going to be tame in the oven, because obviously it's going to become tame. And the pasuk, therefore, it should be used to teach that, right, like we just said, what is the idea that it's pashat, it's not going to be tame? Because why should touching have anything to do with it that comes into the, you know, the airspace of it? These are two separate things entirely, and therefore, yes, it's going to be tame if it goes in, even if it wouldn't touch. Rav Yosef bar Ami Rami. Oh. He goes and he says we have a bit of a contradiction, because Shinoi Kodesh or Shinoi Bailim. Rashi explains Shinoi Kodesh is Chatas Hashem Ola. You have Kachim, you have a Chatas, and you have a mind to do it for an Ola. And Shinoi Bailim is Chatas Reuven. The Chatas is set for Reuven. Shachat L'Shem Shimon, the Schaperba, Shimon, in order to do it for Shimon, then we have a problem with it. The Kaimelon and Dalam Abay is the Psula, the Chsiv L'Chaper Alav, Velo Al Chaveiro. So Shinoi Kodesh. Ashino Bailam. Right? We had a contradiction on the two. Umashane, and he answered it up. What was the question? Mi Amarav Chatas Shechta L'Shem Chatas Kasherah. You tend to tell me that if someone who Rav said that a Chatas, it's Shechta L'Shem Chatas. If a Chatas, a one Shechted for the sake of another type of Chatas is going to be good, L'Shem Ola Psula. But if you Shechted it for the sake of an Ola, that it's going to be no good. Rashi explains that we have over here chatas sheshachta l'shem chatas, chatas chelev sheshachta l'shem chatas dam, chatas of fats, you sheshachta that of chatas of dam. V'hamil sel kamen perkin dav zayin, it's a whole discussion on dav zayin. Alma delav min amachiv bas. So we see from Rav Zin that something that's not its own min, it is going to affect it. Oh, the mina lo machiv, but if it's its own min, it's not going to affect it. right? Again, the lav mina machirba is going to mess it up. That is, if you do it, a chatas for an ola, but if it's on min, lo machirba, it's chatas. The chatas not going to mess up. V'ha'amirav, v'ha'amirav also said chatas shachta al misha mechuyiv chatas psula. A chatas, one shecht for the sake of someone who is chayv to bring a chatas is going to be no good. Al misha mechuyiv ola k'sher, but a chatas that was shecht for someone who needs to bring a ola is going to be kasher. Alma de bar mina machirba, that if it's its own min, it messes up. The lav mina lo machirba, if it's not its min, it doesn't mess it up. So we see the flip over here. What's going on? Umashani, he answered, no, let's understand. It depends on the pasuk. Hasam in reference to the difference of Kedusha, Pasuk says he shall slaughter it as a chatas. And chatas was shechted for the sake of a chatas. Therefore, it's going to be good. Here, in reference to the change of the owners, it says that he has to be mechaper for him. Allah velo l'chaveru. For him not as chaver, chaveru dumi didei. But this is also going to tell us that for a chatas to be no good, his friend has to be similar to him, shemechuyiv kapara kemoso. And that his friend requires the same type of kapara that he did. Only when that carbon is being brought similar to the one that it was supposed to be brought also, then it's going to be that it's going to be no good. That's going to be a problem. Rav Chaviva Rami, another contradiction. Shinoi Bailim Atoch Tocho. Umashani. And he answered it up. He brought a difference, let's say, a change of owners and that of the Toch Tocho, right? The interior shtuk we spoke about before. Umashani answered, Mi Amar Rav, the Rav really say, Chatas Shishachta, Mi Shemachuyiv Chatas, Psula, that if I do a Chatas, Shachta, for the sake of someone who's also Chayiv to me, Chatas, it's going to be no good. Mi Shemachuyiv Oleg Sherb, if Oleg is going to be Kasher. Alma Demina Machrev, if it's its own type, it's going to be Machrev. Dalamina, Lo Machrev, but if not, it's not going to be Machrev. Matanya, Wantana Baisa, Tocho, right? Whatever's going to be inside is going to be Tame. If you put a sheretz in there, whatever's in there is going to be tamei. But not if you have an inner thing inside that's popping over the top. Afilu klishetav matzev, the klishetav is going to save it, right? So what do we see over here? That even things that are not similar are going to stop from or going to affect another one. And Mishani answers, arba'a tocho ksive. There are four different things which are brought up with the idea tocho. Tocho. It says in the pasuk toch tocho, and toch tocho a second time, say four times. Chad gufe, one for itself, to teach that food inside the kli is going to be tummy if the sheretz goes in. Chad gzer shava, one for the shava to teach that a sheretz is going to be mitame a kli cheres through the inside even without touching it. Chad toch shalzeh, one is to teach that a sheretz is going to be mitame only if the inside of this type of only the inside of this type of thing, meaning a kli cheres, velo tocho shel acher, but not if it's another type, if it's made out of, you know, metal or something of the sort. And idach tocho velo toch tocho, that means the fourth one is coming to tell you the inside becomes tummy, but not the food that's inside the inside, the inner one. Afil kli shetav matziv, kli shetav is going to save it from becoming tummy, either the kli cheres. So therefore, even though you have things that are not similar, don't normally block one another, but this is a gzeres akasav to tell you that even other types of kelim are going to protect the food of the kli cheres from becoming tamei. Whew! Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.